Game one of the World Series begins this evening with the Anaheim Angels facing the San Francisco Giants at Anaheim. This all-California series has many Californians searching for tickets to the games, and as ticket demand scales new heights, baseball fans are getting creative. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Carrie Kahn reports.
If you aren't a season ticket holder or a corporate partner of Major League Baseball, and you don't have a couple thousand dollars to spend, then you're probably watching the World Series on TV. But for some diehard fans, there's still a glimmer of hope. Hundreds are posting desperate pleas on the internet for tickets. On one San Francisco community website, people are offering anything from frequent flyer miles, vacation condos, 50 hours of free massages, even a kidney. One man says he'll give you his 1987 Porsche and some dot-com stock. He says the Porsche is a sure chick magnet, but the stock is worthless. Gloria, the mother of a 14-year-old Giants fan, says she'll clean someone's house or apartment.
Top to bottom windows, scrub bathrooms, do their laundry. Also, I'll cook a week's worth of their favorite meals and freeze them for them.
And there's Jen Crandall, who'll give you $200 for a ticket and write you a custom-made poem.
Oh, that you would take from me my money, my soul, my work to be, to join the cheering, joyful crowd, to be able to cheer with them out loud. I hope you take my honest request, and in return, I'll write you my best.
Demand for tickets is higher this year for a couple of reasons. One, the Angels have never made it to the World Series, and it's been more than a decade for the Giants. There are fewer seats available, too. Both the Giants' Pac Bell Park and the Angels' Edison Field are relatively small stadiums. And after Major League Baseball takes its cut of tickets, that doesn't leave more than a few thousand tickets for local fans and even for local scalpers.
Well, it's pretty hectic because basically people are scrambling for stock.
Bud, a San Francisco-based ticket reseller, says out-of-town brokers snatched up blocks of the general sale tickets and drove the prices up. Tickets on online broker sites and on the internet auction site eBay are going for as much as $8,000 a pair. Bud says he was only able to get four single tickets to Game 5, and he's holding out to see if prices go even higher.
People in the local market are kind of like scrambling, but that's why they call it hustling.
Bertha Fajardo, public relations director for the Giants, says it's too bad so many fans missed out. But she says anyone can go to the area outside right field at Pac Bell Park, known as the Knothole. Security will be tightened, but she says fans can still get a free peek.
There's four gates that are very big that we have open. The fans could come in and watch the games.
So if you didn't get in the lottery and you don't have a lot of money, this is it?
Yep, this is a place to be.
But for many fans, three free innings isn't going to do it. And they'll keep trying to trade stuff on the internet, like Spencer, who's willing to swap a week's vacation in his motorhome.
It's a nice 29-foot 1995 motorhome that runs extremely well, has a rear bedroom in it, a full bathroom, a full kitchen, sleeps seven.
Unfortunately, though, for Spencer and other internet hopefuls, not a lot of ticket holders are biting.
Have you gotten any response to your ad?
No response except for reporters so far.
For NPR News, I'm Carrie Kahn in San Francisco.